December 13th, God chooses a new king. God looks into our heart. Verse of the day. Do not consider how handsome or tall he is. I have not chosen him. I do not look at the things people look at. Man looks at how someone appears on the outside, but I look at what is in the heart. 1 Samuel 16:7. The story. Have you ever pretended to be a king before? A king is a person who's in charge. He makes the rules for a group of people and makes all the decisions. The Israelites wanted to have a king like other nations did, so they begged and pleaded with God to give them a king. God heard their prayers. He appointed a man named Saul to be king. Saul was not a very good king, though. He did not obey what God asked him to do. This upset God, so he decided to appoint a new king. God spoke to a man named Samuel. Samuel was a messenger for God. He told Samuel to go to the town of Bethlehem, throw a party, and make sure to invite Jesse and his sons. I will choose a king from one of Jesse's sons. Once at the party, Samuel looked at the oldest son of Jesse. He thought, this boy is big and strong. Surely he is the one that God wants to be king. But God said, don't look at how handsome or tall he is, because I've not chosen him. God does not look at the same way as people see. People look at the outside of a person. I look at the heart. As each one of Jesse's sons was presented, God told Samuel, no, he's not the one. Seven sons were turned away. Is this all your sons? Asked Samuel. Jesse answered, no, I have one more. He is my youngest son. Jesse's youngest son had a job out in the pasture taking care of the sheep. Jesse didn't even bring him to the party. Maybe he never thought he would be chosen as king. Well, bring him to me, Samuel replied. As David walked towards Samuel, God's voice spoke to him, saying, this is the one that I want to be king. He has a heart like mine, full of love. He will help me with my love story for all my created people. From his family will the king that will rule forever. David has chosen to be the new king. Samuel poured oil on David's head to show that he was special and set apart for God. David was chosen because of his heart, not his looks. He grew up to become Israel's greatest king. Oh, David was not perfect. He even helped to kill a man. But David knew only God could take his heart full of sin and make it new. He prayed, I need a new heart, Lord, because mine is full of sin. Make me clean inside. God heard David's prayer and forgave him. David loved God so much that he wrote many songs to express his love. He was known as the Shepherd King because he loved people in his kingdom just as a shepherd loved his sheep. God sees you for who you are and not how you look. He looks at you with eyes full of love because you are precious treasure to him. Oh, there will be times you will mess up, you will sin, but God can take the biggest messes and make them work for his plan. Just as God forgave David, he wants to forgive you too. That's why his plan was to send another shepherd. He would be known as the Good Shepherd because he would lead all of God's children back to the place where they belonged, close to God's heart. Discussion questions. 1. Did David look like a king? 2. Why and how did God choose David? And now our prayer. God, thank you that you see our hearts and chose Jesus to be our forever King. Help me, God, to love people like you no matter what, even if they look or seem different than me. Thank you, God, that you have a plan and you know what's best for me, even when we don't understand. Amen.